I tried to nurture pride, and subtly, the conviction that they were better men than any who didn't belong to the band, the conviction that they could trust no one who wasn't of the band. I didn't spare myself. I slept so little I had no time to dream, or didn't remember that I'd dreamed. Every free moment I spent nagging my talent, I'd need it soon. It was coming back slowly. Too slowly. It was like having to learn to walk again after a prolonged illness. Chapter 9. Though I wasn't trying to move quickly, I outdistanced most of the survivors. For loners and small groups, foraging outweighed speed. Once I slowed to avoid reaching Goja, though more and more caught up. Not many decided to enlist. Already the band was recognizably alien. It scared outsiders. I guessed maybe 10,000 men had escaped the debacle. How many would survive to reach Goja? If Taglios was fortunate, maybe half. The land had turned hostile. 40 miles from Goja and the main, just inside territory historically Taglian, I ordered a real camp built with a surrounding ditch. I chose a meadow on the north bank of a clean brook. The south bank was forested. The site was pleasant. I planned to stay, rest, train, till my foragers exhausted the countryside. For days, incoming fugitives had reported enemy light cavalry hunting behind them. An hour after we began making camp, I got a report of smoke south of the wood. I walked the mile to the far side, saw a cloud rising from a village 6 miles down the road. They were that close. Trouble? It had to be considered. An opportunity? Unlikely at this stage. Narayan came running through the dusk.
Mistress, the Shadow Master's men, they're making camp on the south side of the woods. They'll catch us tomorrow.
His optimism had deserted him. I thought about that. Do the men know?
The news is spreading.
Damn. All right. Station reliable men along the ditch. Kill anybody who tries to leave. Put Ram in charge, then come back.
Yes, mistress.
Narayan scampered off. At times he seemed a mouse. He returned.
They're grumbling.
Let them, as long as they don't run. Do the Shadow Master's men know we're this close? Narayan shrugged.
I want to know.
Put out a picket line a quarter mile into the wood. 20 good men. They're not to interfere with scouts coming north, but they're to ambush them headed back. They wouldn't be expecting trouble going away. Use men who aren't good for anything else to raise an embankment along the creek. Drive stakes into its face. Sharpen them. Find vines. Sink them in the water. There's no room to maneuver on the south bank. They'll have to come straight at us. Hard. Once you've got that started, come back. Best get everybody busy and distract them from their fears. I snapped.
Narayan, wait.
Find out if any of the men can handle horses. Other than my mounts, there were just a half a dozen animals with the band, all strays we'd captured. I'd had to teach Ram to care for mine. Riding amongst Taglians was restricted to high-caste Guni and rich Shadar. Bullock and buffalo were the native work animals. It was the 10th hour when Narayan returned. In the interim, I prowled. I was pleased. I saw no panic, no outright terror, just a healthy ration of fear tempered by the certainty that chances of surviving were better here than on the run.